I will fitness all day long. I will go climb a mountain. I will ride the bike. I will, oh, let's go jump in a canoe. I will undereat, overexercise a million times a day if I'm not cognizant of what it is that I'm doing. And that's why I have a plan. That's why I'm offering you a plan.
This is Tooth and Eyes Podcast. I am your host, Tiffany Wicks, a mom of seven who doesn't subscribe to the idea that you have to choose between your family and a career. I am on a mission to show the stay-at-home mom who has lost herself in childcare and Cocomelon and the overworked corporate holdout who isn't finding joy and purpose in their career that they can work for themselves, making an impact and an income that serves your dream life. After leaving my nursing career to raise our family, I needed more mental stimulation, but didn't want to give up the privilege of raising our legacy. I've been in network marketing now for 5 years. I know the strategy and mindset it takes to be successful and to live a life aligned with your values and your purpose. Join me as I share my business tips, marketing mistakes, attitude shifts you need to space out some time for you, or ditch your 9-to-5 completely and start working for yourself. You have the power to change your life. Let's get started. This is just the beginning.
Hey, welcome back to the podcast. We are going to try a new format today because my computer is acting up again. If you guys have a great computer referral, I would love to know it. We use Mac for everything, and that seems like it would be simple, but it ends up being such a limiting factor because if you get one thing that isn't Mac, none of your devices talk to each other. Anyway, very frustrating. We just replaced this computer, 2 years ago because it was doing the same thing. And now the login is just spinning. All right, so we're going to give this a try. I am voice memoing this episode on my phone. We'll see how that works out. All right, let's see. What a doozy. It's been a few... I didn't record last week because I had a guest episode that we had recorded from a week and a half or two prior. So what has happened in that amount of time? If you're not following on social, you definitely should. That's where I keep everybody up to date about what's going on in the family and the business and the life. But our house is on the market. We've had like 10 showings. Nobody's made an offer yet, which is a bummer. I totally thought it would within days. Yeah, maybe I think too highly of my own house and my home property, but I totally thought somebody would snatch this place up in the first day or two of it being on the market. But that is not what has happened. It's been on the market for a little over a week and we don't have an offer yet. We are back in contract with the original house in Utah. There's a story there, but I can't get into it right now because we're still under contract. Once we close, I can give all the details about how that whole transaction went down, but let me tell you, this was a big God move, okay? Big. And I wept like a baby in my room when I realized that this was a divine intervention that was happening. It was just insane, crazy. So we'll talk about that somewhere via, social channel, podcast, but you'll definitely want to hear the story because I think it's wild. And I'm going to timestamp things so that you can follow along about how incredible God was throughout this whole process. So we will close on that house next week, the 10th, I think, 8 or 9th, something like that. And let's see, what else? Everything's kind of coming down to the wire. Our homeschool program is wrapping up. I have not been doing any actual homeschool programming with the kids. Cameron is finishing up his big paper, like end of year presentation. I am outside by the pool. That's the dog. So he's wrapping that stuff up. All the younger kids, we're just doing life school right now. And what life school looks like is, you know how it's difficult to move. There's a lot of factors that go into staging a home and keeping it pretty much perfect for showings. And my kids get to see all that. And really, it's more difficult for me, but it is a gift for them because they get to go through life knowing like, oh, so it turns out if I want to move somewhere, that's not simple. It's not going to be cheap. And there's a lot of like back-breaking work that goes into it, unless you are just so, incredibly rich that you just hire somebody to do all the things and you move out of your house. That's ideal. Like that's where it hits right there is if you can move out of your house and into your new house, and then put the old house on the market and sell it, like, who cares? People can walk through that all day long. Doesn't faze you. That is not how this deal went down. And now that I think about it, I mean, we have enough money to close on the new house without selling this house first. That's totally what we should have done. We totally should have just moved and then put this house on the market. All right, note to self, if I ever move again, which I won't, but if I do, that is what we should do. That is what you should do if you have to move, is hopefully you have enough money that you can close on the new house without having to sell the first house first, and then just get out and let people do what they do. All right, moving on. I have got new rounds started with the faster way to I always want to say the faster way to fitness. It's like, I don't even know the name of my own program. The faster way to fat loss. And what's crazy, right, is somebody just contacted me about joining the program to gain weight. Did you know that there is an option? You can gain weight on this program. We'll just adjust the macros so that you are in a calorie surplus instead of a slight deficit. All right, so this episode, what I want to talk about is the troubles people tend to have, or at least create in their own mind, regarding the program and how to get fit and how to get started. And I'm going to tell you why they are not a problem. This is not going, these are just new obstacles that you've got to learn and navigate, and not to be too hard on yourself when you're first learning. Okay. So let's go ahead and talk about it. The first one is most people come into the program and they don't realize that they have to eat. Like, you have to eat kind of a lot. And you maybe say, well, that's how I got fat in the first place. No, you didn't get fat from eating the foods we want you to eat in the balance we want you to eat them. So you are going to be eating a lot of food, probably more food than you've ever eaten before. These are all whole foods, okay? All whole foods, gluten-free, dairy-free. And if it comes from a mother, if it was birthed from a mama, if it was picked from a tree or grown from the ground, those are the foods that you're going to focus on. And we're going to have them in a particular balance. So the balance is 45% carbohydrates, 35% protein, and then 20% is going to be fat of the overall caloric value, whatever that happens to be. Once we get an idea of what your lifestyle is like, what your fitness goals are like, how much do you sleep, do you have any pre-existing conditions, are there any, you know, comorbidities that we need to factor in. So I take an entire history. I talk to you on the phone, not just texting, and I'm not going to give you just some form to fill out and then you walk away and be like, wow, that was completely impersonal. I don't do that. I actually want to get to know you, and I want to make sure that when you come to this program that you're getting what you paid for, which means whatever your goal was, as long as it was a reasonable goal. If you come here and be like, I want to lose 28 pounds in 6 weeks, I'm going to be like, get out of here. That is not going to happen in a healthy way. You could do it, but it would be incredibly unhealthy and I would set you back. And that's not my goal here, is I want to get you moving forward. I would love it if you stayed with the faster way. You stayed with the meal plans and the fitness programming, but you know, some people don't. Some people get a few months and they're like, all right, I think I've learned enough. I want to go out on my own and do your thing. That's great. You know what? If I was a part of your journey to fitness and health and you're better for having been here, then check, my job is done. And I will forever be pleased about working with you in that respect. All right, so there you go. Number one, people don't realize that you have to eat kind of a lot more than you're used to. And with that may come some digestion upset if you're not used to eating the amount of fiber, because, I mean, at minimum, you're going to be eating 25 to 35, maybe even 40 grams of fiber a day. You better be drinking enough water with that. Otherwise, you're going to experience constipation. Some clients experience some bloating when they first start eating larger volumes because your stomach is like, girl, what? Like, we were not used to eating that much food. But this is all life-giving, real food. All right, so number two, they also don't realize that they need to be drinking at least 100 ounces of water. And if you're a breastfeeding mama, then you need to increase that to closer to 150 or 200 even. And depending on what the weather's like, it can be pretty high. You have to be drinking free water, and you also need to be adding some electrolytes in there because of the fasting time. At minimum, people should be fasting 12 hours. Everybody on the planet is capable of fasting 12 hours. Even, I mean, I'm not giving any medical advice. Okay. I have to say that, or else some moron will decide that I should be sued for saying anything at all. However, with most any condition you have, most everybody can fast at least 12 hours. So stop eating at 7 o'clock at night. Don't start eating again until 7 o'clock the next morning. If you're feeling hungry as soon as you wake up, that could be a good thing. That's your cortisol increasing. That's your, you know, blood sugar being released to get you up and moving out of your bed. That can be good. However, it doesn't mean you have to eat right away. It means you can drink some water. You can add some lemon juice to it, a little bit of sea salt, and you can set your body up for when it does start eating. I mean, you actually have to cue your gut in like, hey, there's going to be more coming here, and then kind of get those gears turning. It's like a diesel engine. Have you ever started a diesel engine? Like, you've got to push the ignition forward just a little bit. And then you sit here and wait. Like, mechanically, I'm actually not sure what's happening, but I know that's what you do. Is that helpful at all? Is you turn the ignition forward, and that's like priming the pump a little bit. Hey, we're about to start. And then you start the engine. That's exactly what you're doing when you're consuming water first thing in the morning with a little bit of electrolytes, is you're telling your gut, hey, there's more coming and we're going to need to start digesting. But right now, let's just rehydrate and wake up. So you have to drink more water than you're used to drinking. And most everybody says, oh my gosh, I have no idea how I'm going to do that. Well, I'm going to give you one practical tip here on how you're going to increase your water intake that is not going to blow your mind. Okay. Maybe it will. I don't know. Just get a water bottle that's big enough to hold 2 servings. So get 1,000 milliliter water bottle. It's freaking gigantic. I call mine the jumbo water bottle. Just get that, and then you fill it up twice. Done. I mean, there are some women that I know have used like rubber bands to put on their water bottles, like their little 10 or 14 ounces, and they're like taking rubber bands off throughout the day to keep track. That's bananas, y'all. I don't have time to do all that. My kids will get a hold of them, and then they'll be using them as slingshots throughout the day, hitting each other and, you know, snapping one another. Like, nobody's got time for that. Just get a big enough water bottle that you know you either need to refill it 4 times a day or 2 times a day. Just do the math, figure out what that looks like. Easy, right? And if you are a person who doesn't like the taste of free water, you can always add some sort of flavor to it. Now, look, I am not going to recommend that you go get those flavor packets that are full of nasty chemicals and dyes. Just Ingredients, I will link it in the show notes. Just Ingredients has like a fruit powder that you can put into your water and shake that up, and it will give it a little bit of flavor. Outside of that, you can get a water bottle that has a diffuser in the middle of it. I'll link one of those too, where you can just shove it full of fruit. You can do cucumbers, lemons, strawberries. I mean, sky's the limit, really. You could add all kinds of fruit to it, and it will diffuse into your water throughout the day. So then you've got some lightly flavored fruit water, and you'll get the nutrients from the fruit that's there. And then at the end of the day, what do you do with the fruit that's in it? Well, don't throw it away, especially if you've got good organic fruit in there. You can just mix it up or just eat it, right? We have lots of fruit in our program. So you're gonna have to drink a whole heck of a lot more water. Number three, people are shocked to know that we're actually going to want you to work out less. Less. Listen, man, those abs, they are built in the kitchen, not in the gym. If you are a fitnessy girl or guy, you're probably working out way too much. I am notorious for this because I love me some fitness. I will fitness all day long. I will go climb a mountain. I will ride the bike. I will, let's go jump in a canoe. I will undereat, overexercise a million times a day if I'm not cognizant of what it is that I'm doing. And that's why I have a plan. That's why I'm offering you a plan, because these are the type of things that I just gravitate to. I love fitnessing. I love being outside. However, we're going to need you to work out a whole lot less, especially if you're over the age of 35. Your nervous system, it needs a break. And what it really needs is to lift heavy weights, not so much cardio. The cardio queen stuff was cool when you were 25. It's not cool now. Your body doesn't like it. And that's probably why you are putting on fat or you're massively inflamed, because you're working out too much. So we're going to limit that to 30-minute workouts. And we're going to do those 4 days a week. And then you're going to have a couple of active rest days in there. And then you're going to have one full rest day in there. Okay. Full on, not doing anything. So 2 days of high intensity interval training, 3 days of weightlifting, 1 day of active recovery, just like riding a bike, going on a swift walk, doing some Pilates, kayaking, whatever that looks like for you, hiking, and then one day of complete rest where you are just chilling. Right now, that day is scheduled as Sunday in the program. However, you can move those days to whatever works best for your personal schedule. All right, so you're going to eat a whole lot more. You're going to drink a whole lot more water than you're used to, and you're going to work out a lot less. These are the three things that surprise most people when they come to the Faster Way to Fat Loss that I have to talk them through to kind of reverse engineer what the entire society has told you fitness looks like, right? You hear it. Everyone's like, you've got to eat low fat. You've got to eat low carb. You've got to eat caveman style. You've got to be vegan, or there's just no other way. I'm here to tell you, no, all of that is complete garbage. What works best for the human gut is to have a diverse amount of food from diverse locations. So meat products, grains, we eat a lot of oatmeal in this program, quinoa, rice. So you're going to have a lot of diversity of foods, but you know, we eat very little pork in the program. There's a lot of chicken, but that because beef can be pretty inflammatory for some people. So we do have beef, but it's limited to like 1 or 2 days a week, maybe. But there's a lot of chicken, a lot of turkey, there's fish, very few pork, very few beef. Overall, that's what our program is going to look like. You are going to get a nutrition plan that's delivered to you. So look, you don't have to, and that's another thing. It's like, oh, I don't want to track my macros. I don't want to try and figure out and punch in every ingredient. Like, you don't have to. Good Lord, it's delivered right there to your app. All you have to do is pull it up and look at it. And then if you have a family, scroll down to the bottom and it will already do the math and expand the recipe out for you. All right, granted, it's doing like 2 kids and 2 adults. So for my family, I just double whatever that is on the bottom. I double that, and then that handles my big family. Most people are not going to have to do that. But don't try to make things more difficult for yourself. This program is designed to be training wheels on your trike of life, okay? You will take the training wheels off when you're ready, but for the 6 weeks you're here, or even longer, let it be. That's what it's here for. It's a safe place to land, a safe place to learn. So you don't have to say, well, I don't know where fat comes from in foods. That's why I'm over on my fat numbers, or I don't know, you know, what has carbohydrates and what doesn't. That's why I'm under. You don't have to do that. It's already there for you. And it's in proper balance. You just may need to expand or decrease based on what your individual macro settings are. So macros are macronutrients, big nutrients, protein, fat, carbohydrates. We also track fiber. Fiber aids in your ability to feel full, your satiety with food. It involves greatly in how you poop. Look, you've got to be pooping, okay, multiple times a day. I did not anticipate talking about poop today, but you really do need to be pooping multiple times a day. If you're putting food in, stuff's got to be coming out. And the walls of your colon, you need something fibrous in there to kind of scrape the walls. I'm coming up with some really like gross things to help you visualize that, but maybe you don't need that. Just, it's got to pull all of the junk, all the waste off of the walls of your colon to decrease your risks of colon cancer. So a lot of people colon cancer, dear gosh, that is such a huge illness now. And a lot of it is from diet and lifestyle. Okay. I can't guarantee you that you will never encounter a health crisis while you're doing this program, but I can guarantee that you will decrease the chances of it significantly. This is the only program that is scientifically proven with a legitimate study done to burn fat, visceral and body, and build muscle and reverse age you by 3 years. That's incredible. I don't know about you, but I am 40. How old am I? 41? I think I'm 41. I think I'm going to be 42 this summer. I want to be aging backward. I have more energy now than I remember having at 20 years old. That's because I was unhealthy as hell at 20. But I am a beacon of health right now. I have 7 children that I have conceived naturally. I've given birth to all of them. 5 of them at home, 2 of them in a hospital, all of them without any interventions, no pain medication. because I've conditioned my body well through exercise, because I'm healthy. I'm not asking for an award because I didn't get an epidural. It just wasn't my jam. I didn't want a needle stuck in my back. I helped take care of a woman, a good friend of mine, actually, she did go through the program, who did have an epidural that didn't do well, leaked cerebral spinal fluid. And she ended up having to be flat on her bed trying to breastfeed her baby. And I went over there and put her baby to her breast multiple times a day to help breastfeeding get going, because back then I taught natural childbirth. So I went over there to help her multiple times a day. She ended up having to go back into the hospital and get a blood patch, which is where they take blood from your veins and then they re-inject that back into your cerebral spinal area, like that column that they took it out of, and then they put it back in there to try to relieve the incredible, like, debilitating headache that can occur. Now, is that a common result of an epidural? No. However, it was enough that I was like, nah, I'm good. I will just learn whatever women have been doing this for thousands and thousands of years. I will learn whatever techniques required to manage labor and birth without anything at all. And I do. It's not that big of a deal, but it does require a little bit of training. Like anything, right? Even getting fit, losing that extra body fat, changing your mind about who you are in this world, existing amongst your peers and your family. Like, who are you? Are you the dude that comes home with donuts, or are you the dude that comes home with a roaster chicken? Are you the family that goes out biking on a Saturday, or are you the family that sits down and just has popcorn and doesn't move and everyone's zonked out on their iPads in different areas of the house? Like, who are you? If you are not the person you want to be, then you need to ask yourself the next question. Who am I willing to become? What am I willing to give up to become the person that I want to become? I want to be that family. I want to be the one who isn't scared to put on a bathing suit. I want to be the mom that has lots of energy. I want to be the family that feels balanced and wholesome and healthy inside and out. If that's you, it's possible. But you better start asking yourself some harder questions. And moreover, you better start figuring out just what you're willing to give up to achieve it. All right, that is all I have got for you today. I mean, I'm sure there's a ton more. If you have any questions about the program, feel free to DM me. I'm going to go ahead and link it in the show notes. There's a new program coming out. You'll definitely want to be part of that one. It's a 5-day access for $19.99 into our program. And you get to see exactly what it's about. You're not going to get one-on-one coaching for those 5 days because it's a $19.99 program. But if you roll into the round that's starting on the April 22nd, then you get me coaching you for 6 full weeks, longer if you stay, and we will help get you going in the right direction or achieve your goal, whatever that looks like for you. Just let me know, check out the links in the show notes, and I'm so happy you guys were here, and we'll chat soon. All right, ciao, friends.